Well, that's almost the end of the show, but before we go, we've just got time to find out our critter of the month. In each episode of Naked Oceans, we'll be tracking down leading marine experts and asking them, if you were a marine species, what would you be and why? So let's find out who we've caught this week and which species they've chosen.
Hello, my name is Nancy Knowlton, and I'm a marine biologist at the Smithsonian's National Museum of Natural History. If I could be a critter in the ocean, I'd be a Caribbean boulder star coral. They're called star corals and boulder corals because they make huge stony skeletons, and the surface is covered with little mouths surrounded by tentacles that look like stars. They're also, in a way, the stars of the reef, because although they grow very slowly and reproduce just once a year in about a half-hour time period, they're very strong, so that when a big hurricane comes, all the more fragile corals are broken to pieces, but the star corals survive. Now, in the Caribbean, the star corals have been really common for thousands and thousands of years, but lately they've been suffering a lot from bleaching, from too warm water that's too warm and disease. So I guess it is an open question as to whether they'll be the stars of the reef in the future.
Fantastic. Our first invertebrate for the Critter of the Month Hall of Fame. You can find out which species other marine scientists and explorers would like to be on our website. That's thenakedscientist.com/oceans, following the links through to Critter of the Month.
Well, time has caught up with us once again, and that's all we've got time for this month on Naked Oceans. Tune in again next time when we'll be looking at the science of tracking sharks. How do we follow them? Where do they go? And what do they get up to when we're not watching? That just leaves me to say a big thank you to John Bruno, David Barnes, David Thomas and Nancy Knowlton. Until next time, do get in touch with any questions or just to say hello. We're on Twitter at Naked Oceans, or you can email us. The address is nakedoceans@thenakedscientist.com. And you'll find more information about this month's show and all the others at thenakedscientist.com/oceans. Until next time, it's goodbye from Sarah and from me. Goodbye.
Naked Oceans is produced by the Naked Scientists and supported by the Save Our Seas Foundation. For more information, look them up online at saveourseas.com.